So my name is Sandra Steingraber, and I'm from Trumansburg, New York. I'm one of the founders of Concerned Health Professionals of New York, and that particular identity is really meaningful to me today, because when I said goodbye to my husband this morning before dawn, it was in a hospital bed. He's a stroke patient, and he's hospitalized now. And we don't understand why he keeps having strokes. He's an otherwise healthy, middle-aged man. But I know it from my work as an environmental health professional that the kind of air pollution that fracking creates is linked to stroke risk. So the best thing I can do for my husband and for all and for the health of all New Yorkers is to come here and fight for the health of New Yorkers and the safety of the water and the air on which our lives depend. And that's a message that all the thousands of people here who have taken to the roads in bitter cold are bringing, and with one voice, to say that nothing's more important to us than the integrity of the environment on which our lives depend here in New York, and that we're not willing to sojourn in room 438 of our local hospital in order that an extractive industry can bring profits to a few and ruin to many. My husband's having trouble speaking. That's one of the things that happens with stroke. You lose your ability to speak, which is one of the hallmarks of being a human being. So I'm here speaking for both of us today. And one voice among many all saying the same thing, which is that no to fracking and yes to renewables. So when I left my husband this morning, I said, well, what message do you have for Governor Cuomo? And he had a lot of trouble getting the words out, and he said, tell him not to build those towers, which is a stroke patient's way of saying drill rigs, right? Because that's what happens when you have strokes. You substitute one word for another.
Right.
But I knew what he meant.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, this is the third year I've spoken to you at this particular State of the State event. What do you think is different this year?
Well, I think you can feel the growing political power and the growing diversity of the movement. So as I kind of walked the receiving line, I saw churches openly representing themselves as different faith groups against fracking. I saw farmers openly identifying themselves. There's a Buddhist nun here who walked 50 miles to arrive. I think we're showcasing the breadth and diversity of the anti-fracking movement. And also, people here from all corners of the state. I mean, I heard from people in the days leading up to this event who are organizing carpools up in the North Country, far north, where there's no shale that has methane in it. But they see that, what affects one part of New York affects us all. We know that the air pollution from fracking sites travels 200 miles, so people in the Adirondacks and the North Country are affected as well. So we're speaking out upstate, downstate, rural and urban with one voice. And every year we're here, the numbers grow bigger. I mean, they tried very hard to rearrange the space so we couldn't form the long quarter-mile line last year.
I noticed that, yeah.
But we're still filling the space, right?
They can't get rid of it. They can't move it. There's so many people.
The other thing to say is that the science keeps getting more and more clear. So when I first began a few years ago, I would say, well, we don't know very much about the health effects of fracking, but there's some signals of harm on the other side of a great lake of ignorance. But now what I can say, and I did at the press conference, is that the science is growing louder, and it's growing more and more clear and more unanimous, saying that every time you frack, there is unavoidable air pollution, irreparable damage, and risk to people's health. And that's true for air, that's true for water. We now have, just this month, drinking water contamination from fracking confirmed in four different states. Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, and Texas. So it doesn't give the industry very much room to wave the no proof of harm flag anymore.
Right, and Governor Cuomo, too, whose statement has consistently been he's waiting for the science, and the science is clearly here.
Not science is now speaking.
Yeah.
Now we need the governor to speak, and what he needs to say is two words, no fracking, and no fracking. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.